Okay, we're in the middle of the Haftarah of Parshas Shabbos HaGadol, and the Nevuah began with Varvel Hashem Meches Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, a reference to the time of the building of the Bayis HaShlishi. And we had stopped at Pasuk Yud, where the Navi says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avihu es kol ha-maser el beis ha-oitzer, that the Jews, who until then gave out ma'aser from their homes or from their farms, now there was a new takana. Rather than to give out the ma'aser in your individual homes, all the ma'aser should be brought to a Beis HaOitzer, to a central location, which was in the Beis HaMikdash complex, the Teref Bevesi, and it will be given out as a food from the Beis HaMikdash. Now this takana was actually made by Nehemiah. As you probably remember from learning the 10th parak of Nehemiah, this was Nehemiah's takana. It's very strange that the Navi should say something which is a Durabana, which later, presumably later, Nehemiah made. So the Gemara in Makkos, the end of Makkos, asks the question, and the Gemara says that no, this happened after Nehemiah's institution, and the Rabbi Nisham, through the Navi, approved, so to speak, of the Durabana that Nehemiah had made. And Nehemiah made this takana that Truma Samaisa should be given out from a central location. There were two reasons for this. One reason was because if you trust people to give out the Truma Samaisa from their homes, they may not do so. But if they have to file with the IRS, so to speak, or they have to file with the Beis HaMikdash and bring it, so there may be some undeclear Truma Samaisa, but at least some of it they're going to have to bring. They have a big farm. They can't not bring anything. So it sort of made sure they wouldn't skirt the rules of Trumas and Maestris. What? I don't think they kept records, and I don't think they kept the records for 7 years. Trumas and Maestris is a trust thing. This just created some pressure for people, to be honest, some public pressure. The second thing was that the Levium disproportionately refused to come up to the time the Bayis Sheni was built. It was a very big disappointment. Now, it's not true no Levium came. The Pasuk says Levium did come. But Levium did not come in adequate numbers, and Ezra made a takana. The Machlek is exactly what the takana was in the Gemara, but certainly the takana was that Meiser could be given to Kohanim, either not to Levium or Lavdavka to Levium. And for that, it changed the institution that was central location was created to make that change. Be that as it may, this is a nevuah about honesty in giving of trumas and ma'isris. V'ga'arti lochem ba'eichel v'le'yashos chemes pri adama. As a reward for honesty in giving out trumas and ma'isris, Gosh Baruch says, V'ga'arti lochem, I will roar against the destructors, ba'eichel, the locusts or the others who destroy the crops, v'le'yashos chemes pri adama, v'le'yashashakeh lochem ha'gefem ha'sadeh, and the same thing, the vines, will give their grapes. Amar Hashem Tzivakos, v'ishru eschem kol hagoyim, the nations will praise you, kisiya atem eretz chayfetz, Amar Hashem Tzivakos. Because you will be a desired land, says the Rabbi Nisham. This is a reference to Achris Hayamim. This is a reference to the time, either immediately after Eliyahu comes, the Malach we talked about, or thereabouts. This post again is the first Nevuah of the Haftarah. Somebody, I was at a wedding at a chuppah the other night, and someone was telling me, that this refers to the fact that in Eretz Yisrael today, they lead the world in the technical sciences, in industry of computerization, etc. If the world is speeding towards a world where everything will be that, so that's how he saw the Ishru Eschem Kol Hagoyim. Whether it refers to that or to crops, I'm not sure, but it definitely refers to... what I was thinking when he said it to me was that I don't think it's referring to computers or computer technology, but it gives you a picture. It gives you a picture, no matter... despite the fact that it has no religious significance, every Jew feels good that in Eretz Yisrael there's some leadership and some Jewish minds that are... from that tiny country leading the world in a certain way in technology.
They said yesterday's news that they may have discovered a cure for prostate cancer.
In Israel. Okay. It will be. So, there's Israel, they're dealing with computer chips to have paralyzed people move again and things like that. Now, my point isn't so much that, as that's just a dogma, a practical dogma of the pride of the issue Eschem Kal HaGoyim. It's not that we need the approval of the Goyim, but the idea that Klal Yisrael in this time of Achos HaYamim will, so to speak, lead the world. The Malach has not yet come. Eliyahu has not yet come, but we're not going to get their approval. Halacha v'yadua until Eliyahu comes. Now, Pasuk Yud Gimel is a brand new nevuah. If you have a navi, there's a pay because it starts a totally different tone. And Chasku alai devrechem is Musar again. It's Musar and describing how it'll be dealt with Bachar Sayyam. And let's see the Pesukim. Chasku alai devrechem, Amar Hashem. Hashem says, you spoke harshly against me. V'amartem, ma didbarnu alecha. And you're so used to speaking improperly that you say, where do we speak against God? And the answer is, amartem shav avoid elokim. People get frustrated. When people go through tzaris and they daven, and they feel that the davening is for naught, and they go through tzara year after year, so there's a feeling of shav avoid elokim, that somehow God doesn't answer. And what benefit do we have in keeping his mitzvahs? And that we trouble ourselves to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem.
How does this come in here now?
It's a new nevuah. That's why I said Pasuk Gimel is a new nevuah. Again, it's a nevuah of the complaint, so to speak, and the way it's going to change in Achos HaYamim. So the Navi says that this is a taina against from Yidden who feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not listening, as if Kaviyach Hashem is removed from his hashgacha on the world. Va'ata anachnu ma'ashrim zaydin, gam nivnu oisei resha, gam bachnu alakim vayimoleitu. And you say, look at the evildoers. Ma'ashrim zaydim, the zaydim seem to have it praiseworthy. Gam nivnu oisei resha, the evil people have built themselves up. Gam bachnu alakim vayimoleitu, and they tested God and escaped. So Hashem says, Oz, referring now to this parak, he's talking about Mashiach, when Eliyahu Navi comes, Oz nidbru yirei Hashem ishal reyeyu. Then, when Eliyahu comes and people will see the ultimate purpose, yirei Hashem will speak one to his friend, vayakshiv Hashem vayishma, and they'll understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention, he's listening, vayikasev sefer zikarein lefanav. The simple pshat is that everything that takes place in this world is an accounting for. So this is the simple pshat, that even though it feels in this world as if God is not keeping track, Hashem is. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Oz nidbiru yirei Hashem ishal reyehu, that when people learn with another person, when two people learn together, so the Shekhinah is there. Oz nidbiru Hashem ishal reyehu, v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention. Two people are learning one with the other, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention. So Gemara says, if one person learns alone, the Shekhinah is also there. So the question is, if so, why are you telling me if two people learn, God is there, if one person is also there? So the Gemara says, the difference is when two people learn, it's v'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav. It has this extra mila of being written in a sefer zikaron, which one person does not have. The Mefarshim say, when two people learn, they argue with each other and they come to the truth. You don't make, when you learn yourself, you can make a silly mistake. When you learn with someone else, well, two people can make a silly mistake too, but it's less likely. Because one corrects the other. From two people, you end up with something better. So the Maila of Nidbri Hashem Elisharayehu is the V'yikosif Sefer Zikaron Lefanav, so to speak, written. The Mashkiach once said, there's a mailah learning yourself, and a mailah learning with two people. It's a mailah learning yourself. You don't schmooze with anybody. If you learn yourself, so you learn. When you have a chavrusa, you can end up schmoozing about politics. On the other hand, there's a mailah of learning with two people, is that you argue about what you're learning, and you come to the truth, and you don't have that. One person can make a silly mistake. So there's a mailah yourself, there's a mailah two people. The worst thing is, when you have two people learning next to each other, learning different things. One person learns one thing, one person learns the other. So they have both chesroinus. You have the chesaron that they end up schmoozing, have the chesaron that they don't correct each other because one's learning Masechtas Tainis and one's learning Masechtas Megillah. So you have sort of both chesaronis in one shot. So they did Bruyir Hashem Ashrayeh, who assumes that they're learning the thing to get, same thing together. And that day will be the chosen day. In other words, when the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, becomes clear, that is the day. And then you'll see that Hashem says, I have mercy on you as a father has on a son. And that day you'll see that there's a reward. But here there's a Reb Chaim. I think it's in the Grizal HaTorah, if I'm not mistaken. It's a well-known Reb Chaim. It doesn't sort of break new ground, but he makes the point. Reb Chaim gives a name to what he calls Seif HaChesbonos. He says, this is referring, of course, the next pasuk to the last day of judgment when Eliyahu comes. He says, there's no Seif Cheshbainais until Mashiach comes. Why? Because something you do, and you may pass from the world, but it may have a positive influence in the future somewhere along the way. So that the Seif Kal Cheshbainais doesn't exist. If you influence someone, you cause someone to be Chayzer B'tshuva. So even after you leave the world, he has generations of people that are from because of you. Or if you influence someone to do a mitzvah, so he'll keep on doing the mitzvah after you leave, and that influence continues. So that, there's no Seif HaCheshbainais when a person dies. So Reb Aaron has a piece in which he answers with this Akasha. It says that there's a Yom HaDin. When the Neshama dies, he goes upstairs and there's a Yom HaDin. And here we're going to learn that when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, then there's the Yom HaDin. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and the Yom HaGadol V'Anayra is the Day of Judgment. So I don't understand. If a person dies and he has a Day of Judgment, when he dies, why is he having a second Day of Judgment later? And Reb Aaron uses this Reb Chaim to explain that there are two judgments. There's the judgment by Sher Husham. And then there's the Seif Kal HaCheshbonos that Reb Chaim talks about. So this is the idea, v'shavtem u'ri'isem, that now you could see a difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. But then, v'shavtem, you'll look again, u'ri'isem bein tzaddik l'rasha. This is, I think, a rather well-known idea. V'shavtem u'ri'isem is the ultimate, the Seif Kal HaCheshbonos. Alright, Zadkan. I have to tell you, I personally have a hashkafa problem with this. I don't understand this Reb Chaim at all, and I don't understand. Let's say I'm in this world, and I influence someone to do something good. So I deserve to get schar for influencing him. Now, why do I get more schar if he has 10 generations of children, or if he only has one generation of children? There's nothing to do with my effort. My ishtadlus, my effort, is all the same. I influence someone to start davening with minyan.
You're getting
reward for the result.
But
why do you get reward for the result? But that's not the way of the world. That's the luck of the draw. Just the luck of the draw. You happen to jackpot. Yeah. Yes.
You come to shul and there are only four other people. You get the schar for that.
Schar alich is the same. You didn't daven with minyans. You didn't daven with minyans. But that's something you didn't do. Let's say you influence someone, and he agrees, okay, from now on I'm going to learn Daf Yomi. And two people do it. One person, he influences him. The guy walks out, he gets hit by a car and he dies. The other guy walks out, he lives another 20 years, he finishes Shas three times. Why should my schar change? My ishtadlus was the same. I influenced him the same. It's just the luck of the draw where who I happen to influence. This bothers me no end.
Could be worse. You could influence someone to do something terrible.
It could be the reverse also.
Right.
The reverse. You give someone a gun, he goes and shoot, kill somebody, you're responsible. If he shoots and misses, you're not responsible. I would think, for giving him the gun, you get a punishment. Whether he ends up missing or hitting, what does that have to do with my, it seems I'm wrong. It seems, Chaim is saying that's not correct.
The results matter.
If I try to figure out a Gemara and I can't, and someone else figures out, he's smarter than me, he could.
No,
the results matter.
You're getting the schar of her being entitled. You're getting the schar in
me and you. We both put a $5 bill in an envelope. We both mail it. One of them gets lost, and one of them gets to the Yani. Why do you get more schar than me?
Because you came to
we both did the same thing. We both put it in the mailbox. Mine got lost, and you, the mailman yours, lost it, and yours didn't.
Tzedakah benefited by me, but Tzedakah didn't benefit.
Like so, but why is the schar different? We did the same
you're
thing.
You're going to get a schar for selling it. Like you said before, the walking...
But don't get a schar for doing it.
You're just not going to get a schar for doing it.
It seems to me something that I do, and I'm negligent, I understand. But something where it's just the luck of the draw, it just depends who you happen to... who you happen to bump into, why should that... Why should that matter?
If you wouldn't get a schar... You would never do it.
I understand. So I would think the schar should be absolute. At the time you do it, you should get the schar for the potential you created. Why does it wait? I influence somebody, I get schar for the potential I created. Why does it matter if down the road...
Doesn't work.
It's like my question. Why I give a Navi Shir for years. One day someone set up a camera, pointed it at me, and he started broadcasting it to dozens of cities. Do I get more schar for that? Why do I get more schar for that? I didn't do anything. I do exactly the same thing I did. He gets schar, of course. But do I get schar for it? I didn't do anything. Ribbis. I understand you should keep collecting, but it shouldn't have to do with what happens. It should have to do with the potential. If I influence someone and the potential is there, I should get schar for that potential. Whether he realizes the potential or not is not me. It's him. It's him. I don't know why God gives some people more opportunity than some not. We call that the Sefer HaZecharinus. So, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives opportunities to... See, in what God gives a person, so I understand. God gives a person, he has his cheshbon. I don't question that. But in the method, in the accounting method of how I get schar for something I do, I don't see why the accounting method depends on the result. It should depend on what's created by me. I create something. And the Adonish, you know, I create something. You have a person who's a Rav in America where people could learn. You have a Rav who when the communists took over, he tried to get people to learn, and then the communists were stronger than him. So he didn't create any dairus of Torah. But so what? He might have worked harder or more Mesiris Nefesh. Why do... For Mesiris Nefesh. But why doesn't he keep on... But he died, it's all over. There's no Shafta Marisa. He died, there's nothing left. A child, one of his yisaidus of Yiddishkeit is that parents and children, the dairis, influence each other. There's something about the chain of the line.
To make a bracha on the yard side, right? I mean, what's the ticket? To make a bracha, if you get one.
You know, Rabbi Yaakov said, the ticket is to make a siyum. Just everyone forgot to siyum and they eat and they drink. The really idea is to make a siyum. Rabbi Yaakov said, they made siyum and they gave a suda for the siyum. So nowadays, without the siyum, they just put out the bromfin. And
there. yeah,
you make brachas, it's true. I'll tell you where the Rav Aaron is printed. You can look it up. No, he said it's a new din. He said, it's this Yisrael, it's in the Griz al Torah, I think, and I think they have Torah Shabbos like Allah, if I'm not mistaken. That's something called Sefer Cheshbonos. When the Sefer Cheshbonos comes, that's the end of when Elio comes, there's no more Schar and Einish. At that point, there's a Sefer Cheshbonos. The Cheshbon can't be made when a person dies. I don't understand. When the person died, he created a certain potential, and whatever the potential will happen. If he influenced someone to do mitzvahs and the person got hit by a car, everything should be mazel except for this, except for the God's accounting in heaven. Because it shouldn't depend on luck of the draw, it should depend. So, the truth is that there's a piece in the Kovetz Aris. He says there are two, the way you're saying, he says there are two, maybe it's the same idea. He says there's a schar for doing Ratzon Hashem. And then, the Mitzvah is that mitzvahs do tikkunim in Olam Hazeh. It's a fact, it's just a physical fact. Every mitzvah fixes something, like we say, Besfira Saimer, Lesakin Ha'ilamais. So, Rabbi Chanan writes, that if you give tzedakah and someone is a phony, the kiyam ratzon Hashem, you get the full schar. But you're missing whatever the tikkun ha'ilamis is, whatever a mitzvah l'maisa fixes something. That fix didn't take place.
So,
Yirmi is going on that. Oh, so he's explained that. There's a Gemara that says that Yirmi Yadavin, when the Anshe Anasais give, they should give to unworthy people. So the Gemara in Bava Kama, in the first paragraph, Yud Zayin, darshins this, and Rabbi Chanan is explaining. He explains that when you do a mitzvah shalai l'shma, you don't get, for doing Ratzon Hashem, you don't get schar. You didn't do Ratzon Hashem. You did it to show off. But the tikkun that happened, you get. Reverse, when you want to do a mitzvah and you can't, so then you get the schar for kiyum Ratzon Hashem, but there's no tikkun. Says, when the Anshei Anas says, did it shalai l'shma, so the shalai l'shma, the kiyum Ratzon Hashem, they don't have. They only have the result, so you're miyadavin, tachshilein ba'anashim she'enam u'l'vanim. That's Rabbi Chanan's lomdis on this. It doesn't answer why it doesn't end when a person dies. When a person dies, there should be a seif kol
ha-cheshbonos.
Okay, so there's a seif kol
ha-cheshbonos. So the person who continues to have a tikkun problem, yes, it was.
But I didn't, when I influence someone to learn, I'm not learning. My schar is influencing him to learn, which I did. So, in like something to learn creates a tikkun olamos. The learning is what he has to do.
Is making the attempt is one, and the result is the second.
You must be right, but all right.
I've heard it before anyway.
Kihine hayoyim va vayer katanor. Now listen to this. It's going to be a very hot weather very soon. Not hot like maybe this is the source for global warming. No, that's what Pasuk says. Kihine hayoyim va vayer katanor. It's going to be a day hot as a furnace. Bahayum, kol zaydim v'chalaisei risha kash v'liyatoisam hayayim abba, Amar Hashem Tzavakas. There will be a day when they'll be, the risha will be like straw and they'll get burnt. Ashalayaziv lem shayrish v'anav. So they're gonna burn from the fire. V'zarcha lachem yireishmi shemesh tzedaka umar pei b'knafa. The same exact sun will be a sun of healing for the yirei Hashem. Yitzasim will pishtem kagle marbek. You go out and pasture like the fat calves, you'll be happy. The Kliyakra, at the beginning of her A, says that the sun, when you put cotton in the sun, it whitens it. Put wool in the sun, it bleaches it. When a person goes and takes a suntan, he turns dark. The sun has the ability to do both. So he says that's the Nevuah here. The same sun will burn the Oisei Risha. You see the guys when they come back from Florida? That's Remez Ladover. And it'll whiten all the, and the same sun will whiten those who, yeah, and I didn't mean those who sit in the Beis Medrash. I meant those who sit in the baseball play.
We're white.
You're very white.
Okay. So you see?
Okay, I'm trying to get there as well. Okay, we'll have to leave the Zichrut Ha'etzet. All right. It's just beautiful. The last three psukim, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalid, is the farewell of the whole institution of Nevuah. Malachi is the last Navi. Zichru Torah Smash, all the Mefarshim say, is the farewell. Malachi says, I'm closing the door, no more Nevuah till Mashiach comes. No more Nevuah until Eliyahu comes. Zichru Torah Smash. And he says, listen, no more, this is the end. Like a man has deathbed, he says, just remember one thing, Zichru Torah Smash. And it's a goodbye to Nevuah until Anichishlech Lechem Esal Yoan Navi. We hope to see it soon. It's a shame.